here in the Aegean Sea on the island of Crete. It's a great place to do a word study. In the ancient world, it was very hard to get into these ports, especially in storms like this and crashing waves. And so Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 19 talks about the ancient method of getting a boat safely into harbor. It says, "Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, which enters into the veil, where," verse 20 says, "our forerunner has gone for us." That word forerunner, Greek word prodromos, was the name of a person. And that person tied a rope around himself that was attached to the ship, swam through these waves, came to the harbor, took the end of the rope, and it was put into a winch. And on shore, the harbor master would winch the huge ship safely through the waves and into the security of the harbor. What that means for us is that Jesus Christ is our prodromos. That's what Hebrews 6, 19 and 20 says. And he has already gone through the storm of death and all of the pains of Satan's hold on this world through death and sin. And Jesus has safely entered, as verse 19 says, inside the veil. That means into the Holy of Holies in heaven, where our anchor is tied, and every day Jesus himself is winching, tugging, pulling us one little click closer to being safely home. You know, sometimes life is like a troubled sea, and sometimes for us it seems like we don't know whether we're going to make it. There's just so much sorrow and sadness and sickness and uncertainty, especially in these COVID days. But our forerunner, our prodromos, has gone ahead of us. He has gone through the storm. He's taken the anchor of our soul. He's attached it firmly in God's presence in heaven. And he's tugging us, pulling us safely home. I hope that's your hope today, that Jesus Christ is all we need to make it safely. A great Greek word study here in the Aegean on the island of Crete, right next to the breaking waves in this little coastal harbor. I hope that God will bless these truths to your heart.